Should it be legal or illegal to sell raw milk in Wisconsin? That's a question we'll explore this hour with two guests from opposing viewpoints. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Tuesday, May 21st. Our conversation is prompted by the trial of a Sauk County farmer who is charged with illegally selling raw milk. The trial got underway yesterday, and Wisconsin Public Radio reporter Maureen McCullum is covering it for you, and she joins us from Baraboo. Good morning, Maureen.
Good morning, Joy.
So set the stage for us. Why is this Sauk County farmer on trial? What did he allegedly do?
So the state contends that this is not a raw milk issue. It's all about license violations. And, I mean, you'll hear Vernon Hirschberger and his supporters time and time again say, no, this is about raw milk. But the state says that Vernon and his family were operating a dairy farm without a milk producer's license, which is something he used to have, but then, you know, he used to send off his milk to be pasteurized, but then he decided that he wanted just to produce his own raw milk and give it to some of his supporters. They say he also operated a dairy plant without a license, meaning he packaged up his own milk, and he was operating a food establishment without a license. Vernon had what they called the pantry, so he had members of a private buying club buy into this, and they were able to get not just raw milk and cream and ice cream, but they could get beef and poultry that the Hirschbergers were raising on the own farm. Mm-hmm. And the state also found that back in 2010, when they discovered all this, they told Mr. Hirschberger that he needed to quit selling his products, and he continued to do so.
So what does the law say in Wisconsin when it comes to selling raw milk? If Vernon Hirschberger had the correct permits, would this have been okay?
Well, there's not a raw milk permit per se. What the state law says is that farmers and their families are able to consume raw milk, no problems. There's a couple different aspects to it in regards to selling milk, like a dairy farmer can sell raw milk to its employees. They can also, incidental sales are allowed, and I think that is one of those terms that will probably be brought up a lot during this trial because there's not really any clear definition of what incidental sales means. You know, some say you can't sell it more than once, when mm-hmm. others say, well, you could sell it 10 times and that's still an incidental sale.
I see. All right. So so what Mr. Hirschberger was allegedly doing was, without a permit, selling to a number of people who would just come into his pantry.
Right. So he has a private buying club called Grays and Acres. There's about 200 members. And his defense is arguing that because they operated as a private buying club, they didn't need a license. So what the members do is they pay about $25 a year, plus they can pay for, you know, each gallon of milk they buy or each pint of ice cream. The cost varies for everyone. Some of them pay a little more with money. Some of them pay through labor. They're arguing that because it's a private club, they don't need a license.
I see. So what happened yesterday?
So yesterday was opening arguments, and they also had the jury selection. I know here in Sauk County, they had a much larger jury pool than anticipated just because this is such a high-profile case in the area. They decided that members of Mr. Hirschberger's private buying club will be able to testify within the case, which is something that was sort of up in the air before the trial got underway. And today, there are going to be more witnesses testifying, and the trial is expected to last until Friday.
So tell us about the many raw milk supporters who are there, I understand, from all over the country.
Oh, yeah. They're passionate, to say the very least. There are, I would say yesterday, there were maybe anywhere up to 50 to 100 people, you know, on and off throughout the day, people watching the trial. In Sauk County, in Baraboo, across the street, the Al Ringling Theater, historic theater, and a lot of Mr. Hirschberger's supporters were gathering there. eating together, talking together, sharing information. Each night there's going to be a couple speakers. They're going to be showing movies, most relating to the local food movement and the raw food movement. But, I mean, earlier in the day, I had a harder time finding people from Wisconsin than finding people who came in from out of town. You know, anyone from raw milk producers in other states. There was a former libertarian presidential candidate here, authors who have been writing about the raw milk and raw food movement. It's been pretty interesting. I mean, I guess, you know, when trials like this come up, I am getting the sense that people who support the raw food movement, they all kind of travel around and make sure they support one another.
So what is their hope, the advocates of raw milk? What is their hope with the outcome of this trial?
They have a sense that the state is not on their side whatsoever. The state government and the federal government are not fans of raw milk. That's what they will say. They hope that since Vernon Hershberger is being tried by a jury of his peers, that they'll feel sympathetic for him. And regardless of the license violations, they'll find him not guilty. Now, legally, I'm not really sure what that's going to mean, but within the next month, there is state legislation that's going to be passed regarding raw milk, allowing the sales of raw milk. So I know when I talked with Vernon Hershberger last week, he was hoping at least this trial would bring some momentum to the movement, maybe bring some attention to that piece of legislation, and that, you know, within time, raw milk sales will be allowed in Wisconsin.
Oh, wait, I didn't know that. So there is state legislation pending that would allow the sale of raw milk.
Well, State Senator Glenn Grothman says he's going to be introducing it within the month. They tried this. The state legislature actually did pass a raw milk bill back in 2010, but Governor Jim Doyle at the time vetoed that bill. There was a lot of pressure from the medical community to stop it. But yeah, Senator Grothman said that he will be reintroducing that, and he's pretty hopeful with the Republican majority that they will be able to get this through.
Mm-hmm. So what does Vernon Hershberger face if found guilty?
He could face up to a year of jail time. He could face a number of fees. And, you know, I guess they all say that the jail time would obviously be worst case scenario since he is the head of his family. He has a wife. He has 10 children. Everyone works on the farm, but Vernon seems to be the glue within this community.
Yeah. So you're gonna be there for more than a day, Maureen.
I will. I'm going to stop by again this morning just to see how the supporters are doing, see if more people showed up. I know more people are going to be here on and off throughout the week, but then I'll be heading back to La Crosse. And
the trial is expected to conclude on Friday.
On Friday, correct.
All right. Well, Maureen, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
You bet. Thank you, Joy.
Maureen McCollum is our Wisconsin Public Radio reporter based in La Crosse, but she is covering the Vernon Hershberger raw milk trial in Baraboo. Coming up, we're going to hear from a spokesperson from a group who says raw milk should be illegal to sell. And after 6:30, a guest who is an advocate says it should be legal. And we want to hear your views on this, too, at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Checking our weather forecast for today, it's going to be a cloudy day today in Wisconsin, rainy at times, with highs mainly in the 70s. A good chance of rain tonight, lows in the 40s and low 50s, and tomorrow, more rain in the forecast, with most highs in the state near 60 degrees. Coming up later on the Ideas Network, it's at issue between 3 and 5 this afternoon. After 3, every generation has a diagnosis that defines them. And for this generation, it's post-traumatic stress disorder, according to Jean Purcell's guest, after 3 o'clock this afternoon. So talk about the treatment of post-traumatic stress disorder coming up after 3 o'clock. We are talking about raw milk And we are talking next with a guest who is a critic of raw milk. His name is Sean Paff. He is a spokesperson for the Wisconsin Safe Milk Coalition, an organization made up of farmers, health professionals, and commerce leaders. He also happens to be the mayor of Fitchburg, and he joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks very much for joining us.
You're welcome.
So our conversation is prompted by this trial in Baraboo, the Sauk County farmer Vernon Hershberger. Your reaction to his charges?
Sure. You know, the Wisconsin Safe Milk Coalition, Joy, as you mentioned, is a group of folks that have organized around the opposition of raw milk in this state. We range from the Wisconsin Dairy Business Association, Cheesemakers, Farm Bureau, to the co-ops, to like the medical groups, like the state's Medical Society, Marshfield Clinic, Children's Hospital, as well as the Grocers Alliance and some insurance folks. And we're following the Hershberger case closely because even though the case is not about legally about the merits of raw milk, which the judge has said, obviously we have a big concern if raw milk were to be legalized in Wisconsin for two major reasons. One, we want to make sure the state's nearly $27 billion dairy industry, one of our state's economic engines, maintains its integrity, its safety, its image. But also, too, the medical community has joined us in this coalition because we want to make sure we talk about the public health risks of ingesting raw milk. So we're following this very closely.
Well, you would hear the supporters of raw milk say that raw milk is actually better for you than pasteurized milk. What's your response to that?
You know, I've heard a lot of that, and the key point of this is we want people to drink milk. Drinking milk is good for the state's economy. It's good for people's health. Pasteurization is a process that's gone back more than 150 years. It's a process that's very quick. Milk is quickly heated up for like 20 seconds and then rapidly cooled down. It takes away, according to the Center for Disease Control, a lot of the dangerous bacteria in the milk. But it also maintains nutritional value. And the key point here is, for those of you listening that didn't grow up on a dairy farm or don't know the farm as well as some others, and that happens through generational changes, of course, is you can have fresh milk. You can have fresh, pasteurized, organic milk. We want you to drink fresh milk, but we just think that it's important to have that one step. When you buy meat or fish or chicken, you heat that up. You heat that up to eat it, to knock down the bacteria, to make it safe. We want the same thing to happen with milk. We want people to drink milk.
Now, what about those people, and many do call this program to say, hey, I grew up on a dairy farm, I drank raw milk, you know, my entire life, and I've never gotten sick?
Joy, I drank it till I was 15 on my parents' dairy farm in northern La Crosse County, and I knew where that milk was coming from. In fact, I probably milked that cow 10 minutes before I drank it as a kid. But that doesn't stop people that did not grow up in dairy farms. And more of us in Wisconsin are further and further away from the farm. In fact, a few years ago in Racine, there was kids having a little birthday party, third or fourth graders, and one of them brought birthday cake, and I think milk was brought to the party. And kids had milk and cake, which happens all over this country every day, but the milk was raw. And the kids and the teacher didn't know the milk was raw, and many of them became sick. If you don't drink raw milk every day, if you don't know where it comes from, you can get sick, according to the Center for Disease Control. We think it's important that we have a healthy, safe product that is such an economic impact to our state. And that's why, again, the medical community, the Children's Hospital, Marshfield Clinic, Medical Society, the Pediatric Association of Wisconsin, the Public Health Association are all so squarely against this bill. And your reporter had mentioned how a bill is expected to be moving in the state capitol.
Mm-hmm.
Senator Grossman is a champion of raw milk. I believe he may introduce the bill soon, but there has been no signs of momentum for a bill in the capitol. There's not an assembly co-sponsor. Our group organized in 2010 during Governor Doyle's veto during that process. If you may remember, if you back do the little research on this, which I'm sure you have, mm-hmm. it was Governor Doyle's last veto of the 2009-10 legislative session. And in the governor's veto, different party, of course, than the current governor, he mentioned the two tenets that we talked about, the state's dairy industry, but in the end, it was the public health argument that really was able to get Governor Doyle. In fact, just days before he vetoed that bill, he met with doctors at Marshfield Clinic, and they unanimously, when they went around the table to talk to them, worked to convince him to veto that bill.
Well, I know that you wrote in a memo to the state legislature, you urged lawmakers not to support this legislation to allow the sale of raw milk. What kind of response did you get to that memo?
You know, we've gotten positive responses. This is one of those issues, if you've covered politics a long time, it's one of those issues that doesn't really fit into a partisan lens. There's kind of the far left folks that think there's a natural food movement, far right libertarian argument, but there's really a sensible center on this, and it breaks across geographic and political boundaries. And so we've been received very well on this amendment, because what's happened recently is you've seen outbreaks occur of raw milk across the country. There was one recently in Pennsylvania, and there's been other raw milk outbreaks that have occurred throughout the country. And lawmakers know that when you have the dairy groups, dairy producers, cheesemakers, both co-ops and individual proprietary cheesemakers, lobbying together with the medical society and the Marshfield Clinic, they know this is an issue that's pretty broad in opposition to this. There's no doubt we have our work cut out for us, and that's why we're following the Hershberger trial closely, and appreciate you giving me the opportunity to speak about it.
I'm Joy Cardine talking with Sean Paff. He is a spokesperson for the Wisconsin Safe Milk Coalition, speaking against the legal sale of raw milk. And we wonder what you think. Do you think it should be legal or illegal to sell raw milk in Wisconsin? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us on Twitter @JoyCardineShow. And we do have an open line for you. We'll be talking with Mr. Paff until the news at 6:30. Coming up after the news, after 6:30, we will talk with a member of the Wisconsin Raw Milk Association Board, a proponent of raw milk. Dale on Facebook writes, "I grew up on raw milk. The farms were small, clean, and family-owned. Now many farms are run by big companies, so I'm not so sure about this." So, Sean Paff, the bigger the farm, the more risk there would be to the milk?
Actually, no, I would disagree with Gail. Wisconsin has seen a growth in the dairy industry. There's no question about that. Our average herd size has grown from 50 to almost 150 cows. But with that growth, we've also seen incredible modernization occur. Many of our dairies in this state have seen improvements. But what also you see is the permitting process is so stringent. The DNR permits things closely. And just because a farm is bigger doesn't mean that it's less safe. Dairy farms have bacteria. We all know that. And that's why, whether you're small size, whether you're big size, and that's why pasteurization, we believe, is important. In fact, manure management on some of these bigger farms is so protected and so watched by the DNR that I would argue that many large farms out there are very safe. And so I don't think that's the argument. And that's where you see this become a big versus small fight or a farmer versus farmer fight. We don't view it that way. We view this as a public health issue as well. And you could enjoy locally grown, fresh, and I would add organic milk. In our western part of the state, you have Organic Valley over there, very successful. Their milk is pasteurized, and we want you to drink milk. So it isn't a big versus small argument. And I would encourage your listener who wrote in to call groups like the Wisconsin Dairy Business Association or Farm Bureau and get a tour of one of those larger farms. And she would be, frankly, I think, amazed at how clean, how safe, and how healthy the cows are.
Let's take a call from Katie in Clinton. Hello, Katie. What's your thought on this?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. My thought on this is, why can't those of us that do drink raw milk, that milk our own cows or our own goats and can and do drink it raw, why can't we have a choice? I understand about the bacteria. I understand about the cleanliness. But if I know where that milk is coming from, if I make the choice to go out to the farm and check it out myself and sit there and drink and milk my own cow and then choose to drink it, why can't I have that choice also? Why does it have to be always regulated?
All right. Thank you, Katie. We have just a minute or so before news break.
No, I think Katie raises a good point. I mean, that's the heat of the opposition's point. And if you grew up on a dairy farm, there is nothing stopping you and your immediate family from drinking that now. As your reporter said at the top of the hour, there is a incidental sales piece in the Wisconsin state law. You can incidental sales to a neighbor or something like that where you're not advertising, you're not making money, all of those things. That is a little glitch in the law, and that's where this, as your reporter said, will be talked about in the last few days of this trial. But we believe that the public health argument, it isn't just dairy producers or dairy interests or larger farmers. This is the Center for Disease Control. The federal government Center for Disease Control has said that 99% of the outbreaks in milk over the past 15 years are as a result of raw milk. When we have a dairy economy as strong as we do in this state, one of the industries in our state that survived a recession, $27 billion industry, and when we're standing with folks and doctors from Marshfield Clinic and the medical community, there's a reason we're doing that. At the end of the day, we believe you cannot make an unsafe product safe. Yeah. And that's why you think you need to pasteurize raw milk.
We'll leave it there. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you. Enjoy the hopefully nice weather here today.
I hope so, too. Sean Paff, spokesperson for the Wisconsin Safe Milk Coalition, an organization made up of farmers, health professionals, and commerce leaders. We'll get another perspective on raw milk after we check the latest news. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. We're talking about a case in Sauk County, Wisconsin, where a farmer is charged with illegally selling raw milk. We heard from our reporter covering the trial in Baraboo this week, and we heard from a critic of raw milk in our last half hour. Now we'll hear from a raw milk advocate. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 6:37 on this Tuesday, May 21st. And we will continue to welcome your questions and your views on this. Do you think it should be legal to sell and buy raw milk in Wisconsin? 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Let me welcome in our next guest. Margot Redman is a member of the Wisconsin Raw Milk Association Board, which is made up of producers and consumers of raw milk. And she joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, tell us why you think raw milk should be legal to buy and sell in Wisconsin.
I'd be happy to do that, but I'd first like to just establish my credentials. The organization that I represent is a coalition of consumers and producers, as you said. The fact is that there are no consumers on Mr. Pratt's committee, the Safe Milk Coalition, and I think that is notable because the people in this country are for freedom. And if you don't have consumers represented, you are not representing the people. You are trying to control the people like so many children.
Yeah.
So this is my position, and I have probably just answered your other question, which is why am I for raw milk? Because I am for freedom. And I can talk about the merits of raw milk, and I can talk about the safety of raw milk, but the fact is, in the final analysis, in a free society, we let people do as they please, as long as they don't hurt other people.
Yeah. What about the children that might get hurt drinking raw milk, the cases that our previous guest brought up?
Joy, you're right. But the fact of that is that we don't ban beer because some misguided parents might give it to their children. We don't shut down restaurants for serving sushi and rare burgers And if we don't do that, why has Dairyland, of all the states in the Union, singled out raw milk? That's what you have to ask yourself. This is suspicious. This is representing and protecting the interests of agribusiness. This is not helping the public health of the people.
Yeah. Well, what's your response to the argument that people can buy, you know, the neighbor can buy raw milk from the neighborhood farmer, that family members or workers on the farm can buy it, but mass sales could lead to mass outbreak?
Also a very good point, Joy. I will tell you that in Paris, France, raw milk is dispensed in dispensing machines in subways. Many countries allow the sale of raw milk, and 28 other states in the Union do. Now, what is my position on that? I would never buy milk in a subway. I wouldn't do it. Now, I think there was an interesting point made by a gentleman who called in the other segment. He said, I am in favor of raw milk. I grew up drinking it, but I'm not so sure if it's coming from these big producers. We mistrust big in this country. We like small. And we've gotten away from small. I know my farmer. If he feeds it to his children, that's good enough for me. And I do care about a clean operation. I switched from one dairy that I worried about the practices. It was a good dairy. It was maintained well. But I was concerned about the bottling. And I am very concerned for the people who are with me in my raw milk group. And I am concerned for their safety. I think Vernon Hirschberger's operation is tip-top, and like I said, he feeds it to his children. That's good enough for me. Mm-hmm. You need to know where you get your food from. And interestingly enough, this is what is driving the movement. People are hungry to have relationships with the people who raise animals, raise produce, and produce raw milk. They want to know where things come from, because if they don't, they don't know what's in their products. We are preventing people, when we ban raw milk, from having those relationships. And this is a wonderful state where we can have those relationships. We have the largest farmers market in the country downtown on the Capitol Square in Madison.
So tell us, what's the problem with pasteurizing milk to ensure its safety? What's wrong with pasteurized milk?
Right. Well, pasteurization is fine for mass markets. If I lived in New York City and I couldn't get raw milk and I didn't know where my milk was coming from, I'd want pasteurization. However, if I have the option of a natural product from a safe source, why wouldn't I want that? Doesn't the human body know what to do with naturally occurring vitamins and enzymes in a way that it doesn't with synthetic? I'm sure, Joy, that you're aware that high-heat pasteurization, unlike what your first speaker said, kills virtually every vitamin. All that remains is protein. Protein cannot be affected by heat. Therefore, how do we get vitamin D as advertised on your cardboard carton? It's put in synthetically. And now, are you aware that the agri-dairy industry wants to put in artificial sweeteners to compete, probably, with raw milk, which is a naturally delicious product?
Well, our previous guest also said it's impossible to make unpasteurized milk safe. How do you make it safe?
You make it safe by knowing the source, by getting it from somebody like Vernon Hirschberger with high integrity and high sanitation standards. That's how you make it safe. And you know, nothing in this world is without safety issues. Everything is a trade-off. In the final analysis, if I want to take a risk with my body, why am I not allowed to do so? I'm not forcing you to drink raw milk if you don't want it. I'm not asking for it to be put in supermarkets where it might confuse people. I don't think the public would ever be confused between milk that is gotten from a farm and milk that, you go into the supermarket and get. One of the arguments that the opponents of raw milk give is that if there were to be an outbreak, and of course, nobody's ever died from raw milk in recent memory in the last 100 years that we know of. So if there were to be an outbreak and somebody were to get sick, because you can get sick from almost anything, that the public would be confused and it would give a black eye to Dairyland. balderdash. The public isn't stupid. They know that that was raw milk, something from a farm that somebody had. Think also about how quickly the spinach industry recovered when there was a bacterial outbreak. They recovered quite quickly.
Yeah. We have a number of calls. John in Richland Center is with us. Hello, John.
Good morning, Joy and Margot.
I understand you drank raw milk once but didn't have a good experience.
Right. I got sicker than a dog. I got bedridden on my honeymoon in Germany.
Oh, okay.
And I was totally dysfunctional for half of my honeymoon. But on the plane back to the United States, then my bride got sick.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't even have any.
Well,
she didn't even have any milk?
Well, then maybe it was she didn't get sick from the raw milk if she didn't have raw milk.
She got sick from me.
No, you can't transmit that kind of bacteria. You can transmit a virus, but you don't transmit bacteria that way.
Yeah. Well, John also mentioned to our on-air producers that he thought the raw milk was delicious, but he said it made him sick. Do you have anything to say about it? Does it taste different than regular milk or pasteurized milk?
Is my question?
Yes.
Okay, sure. Yes, when you get used to raw milk, it's very hard to go back to store-bought, which is watery and tasteless comparatively. I guess if I had to switch back, I'd drink almond milk or something. I think that the agribusiness industry, the dairy business, thinks that people like me are their rightful market niche. I ought to be drinking Organic Valley, I suppose, but I don't know where they get their milk from, frankly. Organic Valley used to be a good company. I don't think that I would trust them today. So what we have is a situation where people who develop a taste for this simply are desperate to get it. They do not want to go back to the store-bought stuff. They want that option.
Tim in Edgerton is with us now. Hello, Tim.
Morning. I have a question for your guest. At what age does she think it's safe for children to consume raw milk?
I'm not sure. I would consult my pediatrician on that subject. I think that I would not give it to very small children. I think mother's milk is better anyway, and that probably it would be better to prolong that rather than to switch to raw milk. However, I would say that, you know, bacteria is in raw milk, but not just bad, good. And the good bacteria in raw milk is so powerful that it tends to consume other bacteria. Getting the proper flora in your digestive tract is what human health is all about, to a great extent. And raw milk is one of the things that long-term can do that. Anything that you start that's new to you, you should start incrementally in very small doses and very conservatively, and probably not with the youngest child going. But as I said, if we follow this logic, we will ban beer because misguided parents might give it to their children.
We are talking with Margot Redmond. She's a member of the Wisconsin Raw Milk Association Board, which is made up of producers and consumers of raw milk. And we will take more of your calls about raw milk in just a moment. Do you drink it? Have you ever? Do you have any concerns about its safety? Do you think it's better for you than unpasteurized milk? Do you think it should be legal to sell raw milk in Wisconsin? 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Taking a look at our weather forecast for today, it's going to be cloudy with rain at times. Highs today will be mainly in the 70s. Stay with us coming up after 7 o'clock. Congressman Mark Pocan will talk with us about his right to vote amendment and some other national issues. Then after 7:30, Congressman Reed Ribble will join us to talk about some of his priorities in Washington and answer your questions as well. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We are talking about raw milk for the rest of this hour and whether it should be legal to sell raw milk in the state. Our conversation prompted by the trial this week of a Sauk County farmer who is charged with illegally selling raw milk. 1-800-642-1234 is our number if you have a question or a view on this. You can also send an email to talk@wpr.org. We heard from our Wisconsin Public Radio reporter covering the trial earlier in our last half hour. We also heard from a opponent, a critic of raw milk in our last half hour. Now we are talking with a proponent of raw milk, Margot Redman. And our next caller is Tom in Cedarburg. Hello, Tom.
Hi. I'd like to point out also that something that's not talked about much is the second process that's done to milk is homogenization is not good for milk either. It ruins the fat structure in it. And there's been a direct correlation that since they've started that in the late 50s, early 60s, cholesterol has risen in people's veins tremendously in this country that does this to the milk. I'd also like to point out that I'm disappointed with the governor for not backing up what he said he was going to do in 2010 when he was running for governor, because he was for raw milk then, and now his agribusiness people that are underneath him are harassing these farmers, and it's getting worse and worse for them, and that's not been talked about.
All right, thank you, Tom. Margo, a response to those two points?
Yes, yes. I think it's important to distinguish between a law and a regulation, and I think sometimes the American public doesn't do so. We don't have a law against selling raw milk or distributing raw milk. We have a regulation that comes out of our state bureaucracy from the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. This is interesting because a number of years ago, with the same law on the books, a very general law that permitted incidental sales and other things, DATCAP was not only countenancing, allowing such sales, but at a conference that DATCAP sponsored for small family farms that were in financial trouble, they gave as one of the ideas the selling of raw milk to supplement income. You can imagine how betrayed our dairies feel when a few years later, under a new administrator, a new interpretation of a law that was very general, that was permissive enough to have allowed some limited sales off farms. Nobody's suggesting putting this in the supermarket or the Subway. All of a sudden, there's a change, and now you are violating the law, when before, DATCAP was advocating you do it. So either it's dangerous or it's not dangerous. They can't have it both ways. Farm kids who have grown up on this know it's not dangerous if you know the source. And if people want to take risks, what is our position in a free society about people being allowed to consume what they reasonably wish? Aren't informed adults allowed to make that decision? What is the proper role of government, of public health agencies? Is it to protect the people against their will, or merely to educate and warn them?
Well, we talked briefly in our last half hour about the legislation that is sponsored by Republican State Senator Glenn Grothman of West Bend. This bill that he is introducing would allow direct sales of raw milk from farmers to consumers. Is that you support that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Do you think there should be any kind of regulation at all on the sale of raw milk?
The intention of the legislation is that there would be. Right now, what we have is a condition where we are making people into lawbreakers, where we could be bringing them into the fold and supervising to some extent. I'm not recommending, severe and onerous kinds of regulations, but I think we do need oversight, and we don't have any control when we don't allow it. People are trying to keep under the radar. We have no way of knowing where they are and what they're doing. A smart consumer, and I think I am, checks this out for themselves and doesn't rely on the government to do it. But yes, it would be nice if it were legal and there were some safeguards. People were conforming to grade A dairy licenses, for example. But anyway.
Let me take another call from Katie in Burlington. Hello, Katie.
I call in, I think, every time you guys talk about this, and I'm sorry, but I guess it's penance that I have to do because I was really gung-ho with raw milk. And I didn't get sick because I was taking an antibiotic, but my family got very sick. And so the two points that I keep on hearing your guests bring up and is that, if you want to drink raw milk, you can because it's your business. You can't give it to other people. You know, you can't make other people sick. Well, when my family was sick, yes, we were told by the health department, yes, you can transfer that to other people. And I think one of the reasons you can do that is because you get severe diarrhea. And if you're not washing your hands correctly, you could transfer that to other people. And the other thing, too, is that the thing that she keeps on bringing up is find a good farm. We had a fantastic farm. I love those people. I would never be against those people. I even have a hard time calling in now. But it was in East Troy, and I would have, you know, done anything for those people. They were wonderful.
I think I know who you mean, and I drank that milk and never got sick, and we've always suspected that the people that got sick in another way, and it simply looked to the authorities and others as if it was the raw milk. I really don't think it was the milk.
Well, but that's the thing, though, is that if you're not going to trust that, I mean, we had probably 5 or 6 families in our co-op that were just violently ill. And
yes, and the rest of us were fine. The rest of us were fine. Hundreds of people were fine.
But we can't discount that it did.
You know, is it possible you didn't clean your bottle properly? Because I think an awful lot of this is in the bottling.
But if we had 5 families that didn't clean their bottle properly, I am, like, meticulous about cleaning things. So
good.
Yeah. So I think that you're pushing something that is, I mean, try and have something be legal that maybe is not going to be spreading to other people or that won't be.
Well,
so
I'm going to suggest that you, I'm going to suggest you don't drink raw milk, and nobody should force you to drink raw milk, but nobody should force me to do without it. If I want to take a calculated risk, let me do it.
Thank you, Katie.
This is a free society.
Thank you, Katie, for calling in. Jared in Platteville is with us. Hello, Jared.
Hi. I'm actually no longer consuming dairy. I'm a vegan, but I do believe in the sale of raw milk to consumers. I believe it's good for consumers to know where their milk comes from and get a connection to the animal. It breeds a more ethical treatment of animals. Mm-hmm. And I myself have consumed pasteurized and unpasteurized milk, in fact, from the same source. And there's a significant taste difference. So, you know, I think there is a good argument. There might be some registries, I think, that would be good for public health because there is an animal transmission concern. But other than that, I think it's really up to the consumer to decide.
A response to that, Margo?
Yeah, well, of course, we think alike on this one. This is really, in the final analysis, not a health issue. We can debate the benefits and the risks of raw milk or any other food until the cows come home, no pun intended.
Okay.
And the fact is that that isn't really relevant. What is relevant is whether we are going to control adults in a free society or whether we are going to let people make their own decisions.
We have just a minute to go. What do you think is the future of raw milk in Wisconsin? Do you think it will be okay someday to have these direct sales from farmer to consumer?
Well, we have it in 28 other states and many European countries. Why not in Dairyland? If it weren't for the big agribusiness lobby that pressures our state legislators, that pressures our governor, we'd already have it. We would have had it during Governor Doyle's day. So I think that eventually we will get it. It takes time. Meanwhile, we're shutting down small family farms left and right in a time when we really can't do that. We've lost something like 15,000 small farms in the last few years. I think we need to care about our small family farms.
Thank you very much for being with us. Margo Redman, a member of the Wisconsin Raw Milk Association Board. Earlier in the hour, we heard from Sean Paff, who is a spokesperson for the Wisconsin Safe Milk Coalition. And we also heard from Maureen McCollum, who is Wisconsin Public Radio's reporter based in La Crosse, covering the raw milk trial, the Vernon Hershberger trial in Baraboo. Thanks to all of our guests. Thanks to Bill Martins, to Christy Taylor, to Amanda Magnus, and to Justin Williams for producing this program. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.